You're listening to SBS News.
British Home Secretary Sajid Javid says he is legally acting within his power if he revokes the citizenship of British teenager Shamima Begum. In a letter to the girl's mother, the Home Office said the notice of the Home Secretary's decision has been served a file and the order removing her British citizenship has subsequently been made. If that left Ms. Begum stateless, that would have been a breach of international law. However, a crossbench member of the House of Lords and a former independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, Lord Carlisle, says that's not the case here.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, but it now transpires that the mother of Ms. Begum appears to be a Bangladesh national. By Bangladesh law, that would mean that Ms. Begum is a Bangladesh national. That means that she doesn't have only British nationality. Therefore, if her British nationality is removed, she is not stateless. The Home Secretary, therefore, in law, is acting within his power, it would appear, in removing her British nationality.
Ms. Begum's family lawyer, Tasneem Akunji, described the family as very disappointed over the move and said they are considering all legal avenues. Speaking in an interview before the decision to remove her citizenship, Shamima Begum herself said one of the reasons she wanted to go home was for the sake of her new baby.
One of my biggest priorities is my child, because I left because of him. So I wouldn't want him to be taken away from me. And I'm just trying to give him a better life.
One legal route would be to appeal to Britain's family court on behalf of Ms. Begum's newborn baby. But Lord Carlisle says in this case, the safety of the child would not have figured in the Home Secretary's decision.
Well, so far as the baby is concerned, the paramount consideration should be the welfare of the child. That's the standard that a British family court would apply. But so far as one can see, the child is quite safe with her in the refugee camp where they're being provided with food and somewhere to rest. I cannot see the British government changing its decision because she's just had a baby, because the baby has inherited Bangladesh nationality as well, so it would appear.
The Home Office letter asked Ms. Begum's mother to inform her daughter of the decision as well as her right to appeal. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.